So as we begin to receive the light, they're asking us to honor our divine purpose of placement. In other words, we came into this lifetime, we came into this incarnation to rise, to bring forth our destiny, to bring forth our triumph. So when we say our destiny, it's not in the singular. So it's not Ananda's destiny, Nicole's destiny, Lewis's destiny. This is about ascension of grace. So in other words, for all of us to wake up to the truth and for that to be heard. So when they say for it to be heard, it's for it to be heard in our kind gesturing. That means that we each have opportunity to establish ourselves in grace beyond comprehension. So just imagine they're like levels of awareness beyond comprehension. Your linear self cannot comprehend the truth of you being source in form, in flesh. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive this holy communion, so it's communing with grace, communing with love, allowing ourselves to, they're saying, sing of a symphony. So the singing is like the archangels. It's our mastery. So when I'm saying this, it's just imagine someone playing on the piano, but they're actually playing us. They're playing our sweetness. They're playing our divinity. They're playing our holiness. So as we will receive our divine orchestration, so this is receiving us in ourselves, in our divinity, in our holiness, in our establishment, and to allow, they're saying sudden breakthroughs. So sudden breakthroughs is we're each performing to an old classroom, an old teacher, an old lifestyle, and there are a lot of prison guards, excuse me. So the prison guards are these barricades. We each came down off the mountaintop and submitted to egoic censoring, egoic trance. Now we did this intentionally because we're here to assimilate with mass consciousness up to a point. So when we think of one is rising above misfortune. Now misfortune is not what's in your pocketbook. Misfortune is us not understanding who we are and misbelieving. So as we will allow the joy of awakening from slumber, in other words, we each limited. Just imagine you're all of it. You are the ascended energy. You are the ascended presence. And so we come down off that mountaintop, we kind of function within a certain linear or limited prism. So just imagine you've got barricades, you've got limitations, and you're just sort of functioning from one layer. So as we will receive the light, as we will receive our holy expenditure. So the expenditure is our I am presence. It's our divine self. It's our divine witness that's serving us, showing us, teaching us how to release the restrictions. So this is where we're going beyond the mind, beyond the misfortune, beyond the generational teachings, beyond the limitations, and allowing ourselves a preview. So we want to understand that each of us have a destiny. Each of us are here as teachers to be a preview, to show the world what's possible for each, to restore everyone to heaven. So again, in the one sense, in the true metaphysical sense, there are no others. So we're just talking to ourselves. On the grandest display of kindness, what we're doing is we're enriching our own lives, our own retrieval system, and waking up from within. So whichever way, if we're still kind of working with self and others, or we're realizing it's all just a prism of light, what we're bringing forth is truth. So what's going to be coming up in this next year of gesturing, this next year or foretelling is we're bringing forth the good news. So the good news is our transformational essence. We're coming to understand who we are beyond lack, beyond form, beyond limitation. So all of those constrictions and limitations say, this is the way you succeed, or this is what is allowed, or, you know, what happened to leaders in the past. They get crucified, they get shot, they get all kinds of stuff. So this life is here of our choosing, of our grace, of our ascension. We're all set up for victory. Now they're asking each of us to receive this, that each of us are choosing to be the bridge maker, to be the spokesperson, to be the light, to be the candlestick, to be the lighthouse. So each of us have different gifts. Each of us have a different combination, because remember, it's each of us have a story to tell. Each of us have an offering to bring. Now, some of us have no desire to be public figures. It's like, oh no, count me out. Trust that you are already a public figure, whether you realize it or not, because you affect the collective. So your vibration goes before you. So all that are here to receive your quickening, all that are here to receive your excellence, it's all already built in, waiting for the preview, waiting for the day. And so as we open up to our light, and I literally had us like as a Merkaba, as we open up to our light, as we open up to our gifting. Now our gifting is beyond what we consider possible. Well, I'm already this age, you know, or whatever the story is. So we want to trust that multidimensional gifting that knows who we are, that knows what we committed to do as a soul, and is preparing us for readiness. So our job is to drop the limitation. Our job is to drop the scarcity. Our job is, well, these are the facts. This is my chronological age and whatever it may be. Our higher self knows all that. It's very aware of what we've been up to and understands who we are as a soul. So the more that we understand that miracles, when we shift in, they're saying, dimensional reality. So we're not trying to create something from the place of slumber, from that linear pathway where you got to work hard day after day, month after month, year after year. We're climbing in dimensional realism, in dimensional alignment. So this is where you have a kind gesturing. So just imagine like a puff of wind. It's like one moment the leaf's on one side of the room and there comes the wind, and suddenly the leaf's on the other side of the street. Easy gesturing. So as we will receive with delight, our opportunity is to receive without questioning. So questioning is the mind. Well, how? Well, I don't understand. Well, it's too late. So the kind gesturing is we're moving into proper brilliance. Now, brilliance is very relevant because remember, we're light. So just imagine having a light fixture and you had 25 watt and now you have 40, whatever it is these days, whatever they call that. But suddenly there's more brilliance, there's more light. It's not that that light fixture had to chug, 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 work really hard, stay up all night and day to produce that light. You're allowing it to bring forth greater brilliance, greater relevance. Our biology is set for upgrade, for attunement, for a new discovery, a new lifestyle, a new placement. We're not bringing our false selves along. This is where some of us are still getting stuck. Well, this is what I was thinking. This is what I want. This is what my life's been about up to now. So this is not about our higher selves blessing or misfortune. So however groovy you believe your life is, what we're doing is we're bringing forth kind gesturing. In other words, as we will commit, as we will open up, as we will reframe ourselves to our true relevance, our linear self of that beliefs and separation doesn't can't even begin to preview or understand. Remember, the leaf went from one side of the street to the next. Can't even begin to understand what we're capable of, because we're still growing in our possibilities, in our understanding of self. So our opportunity, our job, if you will, is to allow the procession. Allow the procession. Well, this is who I thought I am. This is where I think my strengths and weaknesses are. But I allow the procession. I allow spirit to bring forth relevance. I allow my biology to shift and align with true healing. Not healing where you're healing one symptom, but you're still carrying the weight of the world. Healing where all of your biology, all of your understanding is aligning with your divinity codes, where we come into prosperity. Prosperity is the complete status. In other words, each of us are opening up to our master pronouncement. So as we will receive this alignment, as we will receive these true offerings with good favor. Good favor has nothing to do with what we did in this lifetime. It has nothing to do with, well, I was kind that day and I wasn't so nice that day. Good favor is allowing truth to be restored for all to see. That means the truth of myself, the truth of everyone else involved in the storylines. Let all awaken. Let all come home. Let all receive mercy. Let all expand to their ascended status. So as we will receive this overture, as we will receive these offerings with delight, just imagine like there are bells being rung in a higher reality that's attuning us to our true vision, to our true self. Because in essence, this is what we're doing. We're allowing the past to literally dissolve as if it never took place, and waking up to our true accounting. So as we will receive this light, we allow heaven's glance. So we're allowing these energies to change our entire perspective, our entire understanding of what is possible in this lifetime. So when they talk about, you know, we serve a mighty God, we're serving our mighty God self in completion. We're allowing the strength of who we are to adjust to our relevant positioning. As we will receive this light, as we will receive this holy advancement, we open up to all possibilities, because we are allowing our divinity to come home, to integrate. That's what we're doing in this lifetime. That's what we've been building and coalescing. So the energies that are being offered, it's sort of like, it almost looks like a little bit of a percolation or something. It's like the lights, the light. Where we open, you're going to open up to possibilities. You're going to look at the same scenario in your life, wherever it may be, wherever your higher self is ready to indicate. And what you didn't see yesterday, same exact scenario, what you didn't see yesterday is going to be abundantly clear tomorrow, today, tonight, 3 days from now, so that you can bring forth your destiny. Not who you believed you were, not this is what life's about, this is what you can expect, your destiny. So each of us have a higher advantage. In other words, we already are multidimensional. We already reside in other dimensional realities. And what we're doing is bringing forth the sunshine into this commodity, into this realm. And we're doing this because this is what we do. This is what we excel in. This is what we promised and determined is the rightful pasture. In other words, we set all this up knowing we would be under extreme pressure, knowing that the climate was due for change, and understanding the extremities, in other words, the great polarization that's now occurring. So as the winds get tougher and things get a little bit more, what's dark is certainly revealing itself, whether it's in the outer, in terms of politics, world experiences, or just in terms of our own personal lifestyle, what's coming up? What's coming up? Whatever we haven't dealt with, well, there it is. Because we are here to seal our fate. We're here to bring forth our destiny of arrival. Now, the destiny of arrival, again, is plural. What we're recognizing for one, for ourselves, as we still think we're just individual, we're bringing forth for all to see, for all to awaken, for all to discover. So as we will receive this divine alignment, allow it to infiltrate every nook and cranny, every relationship, every place where I'm just stumped. I don't think I'm ever going to heal that. I'm never going to have that relationship with that. But whatever it may be, that it's like, this has been coming along with me for decades now. Allow the light to stir you anew. Because again, from one level of consciousness, that's really true. But as we enter into a new state, into a new existence, remembering we're bringing forth kind gesturing, we're bringing forth what was unseen. So as we allow liftoff, as we allow true engagement, we sign on the dotted line. In other words, however you want to think of it, signing on a dotted line, bowing your head to your higher self, allowing your I am presence to be restored. Thy will be done. Whatever words hold true, what you're opening up to is, they're saying, a list of possibilities. This is what your higher self had planned all along. A list of possibilities. Let us receive. Now they're asking us to go beyond. So whatever we received, imagine receiving more. Oh, is there a package for me? What, you have three packages for me? Receive, going beyond our limited lifestyle. We each limited spirit to some extent, each of us. So they're saying proceed with grace. Imagine receiving more grace than you were able to receive the first time around. What if you awaken tomorrow? Abundant grace. And so it is.